Hey, this is Brett Hill with the IIS Show. We have here Henry Seiler from the IIS team. Henry, what do you do for the team?
I'm a program manager, and my primary area of focus is IIS deployment, which is a very nice way of saying IIS setup. So I deal with setup issues, integration of IIS into Windows Vista and Windows Longhorn, and also deal with migration, upgrade, sysprep, things of that nature.
For Vista and Longhorn, as it relates to IIS 7?
That is correct.
And so the way I understand it is that there's some pretty substantial changes under the hoods, like it sort of looks the same, but it kind of isn't. You want to, what's that about?
Okay, so with Vista and Longhorn, the operating system itself is providing us with a much more flexible infrastructure for controlling how components are installed into the operating system. We basically call this component-based setup. IIS 7 setup has been re-architected to take advantage of that componentization. The ultimate result and value to you is that if you're familiar with some of the new concepts in IIS 7, such as modules and pipeline modules and handlers, that each of the pipeline modules that you are familiar with in IIS 7 are in fact separately installable. This gives you the ability to actually not install binaries on a server that you don't have a use for. For example, in IIS 6, what we did is we installed all the binaries and then we switched them on or off in the metabase. In IIS 7, you can literally choose not to install the feature, in which case the binary is not there. The advantage to you is not only reduced attack surface, but also reduced or more manageable need for servicing. If there's a critical service pack, say for CGI, and you know that you don't have CGI deployed on your servers, then you can take your time in applying that service pack. A third advantage is a performance advantage, in that if a module is not installed on your machine, it is not loaded into the worker process. And so the IIS 7 worker process footprint in terms of its memory size can be reduced dramatically.
So if I open up the user interface and say I want to turn on or off Vista features and I click IIS 7, what do I get?
Okay, so in IIS 7, you will see a hierarchical tree view, either in the server manager if you're running Longhorn SKUs, or the add remove Windows components you're familiar with in Longhorn's Vista. We have grouped those features into three top level areas: web, management, and FTP. So that's fairly similar to what you expect in IIS 6. Under web, we have approximately 30 selectable installable features. So you can literally choose to say, I can drill down and say, I would like to not install directory browsing, or you can say, I would like to not install CGI.
And so if I understand you right, then what that's doing, it's not like turning it on and off, it's actually trying to decide, or you're saying, I want this module or I don't want this module installed.
That is correct. So what happens when you choose a module for installation is the binary is actually put in its appropriate place in System 32, and its default settings are written to applicationhost.config. That is our replacement for, of course, metabase.xml.
Well, that's interesting. So if I don't click anything, if I just say I want to do IIS 7, and just because I think when you open it up, it just says IIS, you know, Internet Information Services.
That's the just click next scenario.
Yeah, if I just click IIS Internet Information Services and go next, what do I get? What's the default setup for me?
The default setup is very thin, and it's that way on purpose for security reasons. And basically, what we'll give you is a static content server that supports anonymous authentication with a local management console only. That machine could not be administered remotely and will not serve any dynamic content.
I see. What about .NET? Is that installed?
.NET is not installed by default.
Okay, so So
well, clarification. The .NET Framework 2.0 is a part of the base OS of Vista Longhorn, but the ability to serve ASP.NET pages is not part of our default installation.
Okay, so in setting up an IS 7 on Vista, I'm going to probably need to go in and add a few modules to get it to work with .NET and to deliver ISAPI and do some of the other things like basic authentication and things that I might want to do.
That is correct. If you take a look at some of the white papers in the setup area on IIS.NET, you'll see a discussion of that. We're hoping that the value to you in terms of security and servicing and reduced footprint will outweigh the fact that during setup you will have to make a little bit more choices about what workloads you expect your IIS server to do.
So what about automated deployments? Let's say I want to deploy IIS 7 on 50 Vista boxes.
You've got a couple of choices there. Sysprep is supported. And fairly straightforward process if you want to do disk imaging. If you want to boot those boxes individually and then, say, run a script to install those, we have a couple of options available. You can run a command line tool called Package Manager, and it will install just the updates that you request. There's also an unattend.xml, which you can run at either setup time or after first log on in a command window, which is very similar to using sysocmanager.exe, which, by the way, does not exist in Vista or Longhorn.
So. Oh, okay. Well, so that's interesting. So sysocmgr goes away.
That is
we have to use Package Manager.
That is correct. Package Manager is the command line tool for adding and removing optional features.
And that's because I'm guessing the underlying framework for installation for the entire OS has changed to be these manifests?
That is correct. So Package Manager, by its name, manages addition and removal of packages. Within packages, we have multiple updates. So IIS, the whole feature IIS has approximately 50 updates within its package. This infrastructure applies to the OS. So what we've done is, in the past, we had setup.exe, which was one way to get your OS on the machine. Then we had setup.exe with unattend. Then we had sysoc manager for adding optional features. And then we had update.exe for servicing. Essentially four different code paths in previous versions of the OS. For Vista and Longhorn going forward, there is only one code path, and it's essentially component-based servicing or component-based infrastructure, which is the root stack for all setup and optional component scenarios.
Okay, so let's say that I'm writing a setup routine for an intranet or a developer desktop or something, and I want to be sure that IIS can get installed, but I don't want to install it unless it needs to be installed. So what would I do programmatically to check to see if IIS is already on the system?
Okay, so it's kind of trickier than in the past, because in the past you would go to HKLM's software, Microsoft, INET STP, and look under there for version equals 6.0. Today that key still exists, version equals 7.0, but because of the componentization, you don't know what parts of IIS are there. So we've created another key, which is under INET STP called components, and within the components registry are individual keys for each of the selectable IIS updates that you can install. So you can programmatically look at that and say, oh, CGI is installed. You can programmatically look at it and say, oh, ASP is not installed, but I need that.
So not only can I tell if IIS 7 is installed, I can tell what was installed when it was installed.
That is correct.
Well, that sounds great.
So if you have a third-party setup, an installer for an application you wish to deploy to a machine, and you know that you need ASP.NET, then your installer could check for the presence of that key and ask the user to install it, or you could shell out to Package Manager from your installer and install ASP.NET.
Okay, great. Well, that's great. That sounds we were talking. There's a lot that's changed, but in a lot of ways, from a user's perspective, it's similar. Like you can do the deployments with SysOCMGR. You can use add, remove Windows or Vista features, but you kind of need to know more about what you're doing because in terms of an IS7 modularity, because you get less by default than you did with IS6. Not that you can do less, but there's just less turned on by default.
That is correct. So the choice there, again, was a trade-off, which we ultimately believe is in the customer's advantage. The extra work you'll have to do is to make sure you have a clear understanding of what workloads you want your IS server to do, but the benefits are is that in understanding the workloads, you're making sure that there's not extra pieces of IIS on your machine that could provide attack surface and also eat up memory in your worker process.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot for taking time to chat with us, Henry. I really appreciate it.
It's been fun.
Thanks.